The more you embrace discomfort, the less power it has over you. What's up, guys? Today, we're going to talk about how being uncomfortable and making ourselves comfortable with being uncomfortable is going to further progress you in your life, whether that be at home, in the gym, at school, just your daily habits. That's what we're going to go over today and show you why doing hard things is going to bring you closer to your goals and help you grow as a person.
Yeah, so today we just kind of want to sit down and talk about something that this year we've kind of been pushing ourselves towards, doing things that are more uncomfortable for us. So Tony and I started running at the beginning of this year. We both hate running. We think it sucks. But we wanted to push it. We want to do something that makes us uncomfortable. We want to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. And kind of through this process, we've learned a lot about ourselves and our abilities, but we've also noticed how much almost embracing the suck can help just in everyday life, right? A lot of the things that you do that is going to end up bettering yourself is going to suck at first, right? It sucks waking up at 5 a.m., 6 a.m. to come to the gym and work out. But you have to pick your hard, right? Choose your hard. It's hard waking up that early. It's also hard being out of shape. It's hard to do full speed sprints on the treadmill here. It's also hard being the slowest kid on the team. You have to choose your hard, right? Get comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Yeah, going back to our personal story of running, and like Liam said, I think from the outset, you know, we had this big goal of we're going to do a marathon. But when you kind of embrace on that, embrace what comes with that, there's a ton of hard work that comes along with it. So I think it was late December, I was doing a run. It was a run where you go for a certain distance at a certain speed, and then you don't stop. It's like an interval where you're still running. I puked. It was horrible. It was something that made me super uncomfortable in the moment. And then also mentally, I was like, do I really want to do this? Can I continue to do this? But as you do these things and make it a habit, it becomes easier. You become more efficient. And the same thing can kind of go with your life, right? Like you listen to podcasts, you hear all this stuff on social media, you know, people doing ice baths that changes their life, people doing sauna that changes their life. So at the time it's hard, but you get better at these things and you make it a part of your routine. And that's when you start to see the improvements in your overall life. You know, getting under a barbell that's 400 pounds and squatting that, I think we can agree that that's not a super comfortable thing.
No.
Same goes for picking up a super heavy weight off of the ground. And then the same thing, it could be even just committing to coming in and working out. A lot of people have their New Year's resolutions in the beginning of the year. Motivation is super high. You like to capitalize on that. But ultimately, I think it's like 2 weeks into January, it's like a National Quitters Day.
Yep.
If you're able to make it past this point and make it a habit and you're still here rocking with us, that's how you know you're pushing through, you're becoming a better person, the best version of yourself. And I think that's what we should strive for, you know, daily.
Yeah. It's all about just bettering yourself, right? I mean, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting a different result, right? And that's what we see a lot of people doing here, is they'll pick up the same weight dumbbell, right? They'll pick up the same, they'll do the same run at the same pace. And it's like, you have to push yourself. You have to get out of your comfort zone. You have to make yourself uncomfortable if you're trying to reach these certain goals, right? If you want to stay the same, keep doing the same thing. Nothing's going to change. But at some point, if you're trying to make progress, you're going to have to push yourself a little bit. It goes with diet and nutrition as well, is a big one. It's like, it's not fun eating the same thing every morning, right? We're in a phase where we're pretty locked in with our nutrition personally, and we've seen the results on our weigh-ins every week, right? Like, we're dropping body fat, we're gaining muscle, but we're eating the same things. I have 8 ounces of ground beef with 4 eggs in the morning. every morning. And it's like, no, like, yeah, I'd love to eat a donut and like some cereal, some Cinnamon Toast Crunch. But I mean, at the end of the day, it's like, what are your goals? What are you trying to achieve?
Well, and then along with that, like stacking on top of that, you have to also, you know, it may be uncomfortable for you to meal prep on a Sunday when you're used to just sitting down and doing nothing on a Sunday. You have the Sunday scaries and you don't want to go to work. But preparing your food on Sunday is setting yourself up for success. And like Liam said, it might be the same food over and over again. That makes it easy for us. And it's just kind of a routine that you fall in.
Right.
Once you get over like, hey, I need to like mix this up, do this, that, and the other, the less variables you have, I think it, you know, I think for us, it makes it a lot easier.
Right.
So it really just, everything compounds on top of itself. You prepare well, you're going to face these challenges and you're going to overcome them too. And you're going to be a better person on the other side.
Right. It kind of goes back to how Tony opened this podcast, is like, embrace discomfort so it doesn't have that power over you anymore. Once you do that, and once you like create a habit of embracing that discomfort, it's not uncomfortable anymore, right? It's like, I know on Sundays I'm meal prepping my food. At first it sucked because it's like, oh, I gotta take time out of my day and I gotta meal prep, but now I do it every Sunday and now it's easy because I know exactly what I'm eating. I know how many calories, all my macros for the week. I don't have to think about it anymore. Trying to come up with like a different recipe every day to try to hit my calorie. You're thinking too much. You're doing too much. Like, just lock in, do the hard thing, and you're going to see progress from that.
Right. And I think a personal kind of anecdote for this exact topic is back in 2023 when Josh, Brad, and Travis got me on board to do the Grand Canyon rim to rim to rim hike. First off, the furthest I had ever gone was a 5K. So doing a 55-mile hike through the day, night, cold, hot, all of that stuff, you can imagine where I was mentally. Like, sure, I can agree to do it when it's 8 months out, but then when it comes down to time to actually doing it and you're in it, that's the challenging part. There's no backing out then. But I'll tell you what, when I was done with that, I think I would have told you there's nothing on earth that I couldn't do.
Right.
So I, through that experience, through, you know, being pushed by friends to become a better person, even though it was totally out of my comfort zone, that's what helped me grow. And I think, honestly, that's kind of what is giving me the confidence to be like, hey, I can run this marathon, or hey, I can wake up early and, you know, come in and get a workout in, or, you know, it all compounds. Like I said earlier, you just have to commit to the process, stick to it, and make it a part of your daily habits.
Right. There's a Bible verse that I came across probably a couple months ago now, and when I saw it that next morning, I came in and I was telling everyone about it. And if you're listening or watching this on Monday, we are talking about this Bible verse. We would have talked about it yesterday, which would be Sunday, at the Bible study here, but it's Hebrews 12:11, and it says, "No discipline is pleasant at the time, but painful. But in the end, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who are trained by it." Basically just saying, like, no matter what it is, right? Whether you're being spiritually disciplined, whether being disciplined in your nutrition, disciplined in your training, disciplined in life, whatever it is, right? It's not fun. It's not pleasant. It's painful at the time. But in the end, it produces this harvest of righteousness and peace, right? You're going to the reward you're going to get out of that discipline is going to be worth it in the end. So, I think it's just embrace discomfort. Don't let it have power over you. Get comfortable being uncomfortable. Do the hard things, because I promise you in the end, you will feel so much better after doing those hard things, especially when you know it's to better yourself, right?
Right. Yeah, that was, that kind of ties into Coach Burnett at TLU. When I was playing there, we would have two meetings every year. So I've heard this quote 8 times. It's the law of the harvest. You get out what you put in. So you reap what you sow. Essentially, you're going to do all of this work. You're going to see a great reward. at the end, as long as you stick to it and actually make that leap of faith to commit in the beginning. So thank you guys for joining us today. It's another Powerhouse Quick Cast episode. If you guys want training with us, go ahead, schedule a consultation at powerhousefitnesstx.com. We look forward to seeing you guys soon. Stay strong.